action. 4 times a month, I deliver the truth that many don't want to hear. But if you heed to what I'm saying, you're bound to be set free and walk boldly into your assignment. I'm your host, Ebony D. James, and I aim to amplify women's voices to help them to walk into their God-given mandate fearlessly and strategically. Hey y'all, today we're talking about not compromising who you are and what you stand for the likes, the approval, and acceptance of men. So let's talk about what it means to suppress. What does suppressing the truth for a like mean, right? So suppressing, when you look it up, it'll say to forcibly put to an end. It'll also say to prevent the development, the action, or expression of something or someone. It could be a feeling, it could be an impulse, it can be an idea. Also, to suppress something means to restrain it, to keep it from moving, to keep it from, you know, doing what it was supposed to do. So you're restraining something when you suppress it. It also can mean to prevent the dissemination of information, or, you know, to conceal or not to reveal, right? Suppressing also means to push something, right? To push a thought or a memory or an emotion away, right? So sometimes we have these experiences that we suppress because we don't want to remember them. We don't want to feel the emotion or the pain about it. So we suppress it. We push it away. We push it down. We push it from out of our memory, right? We kind of bury it. So to push something is kind of pushing it out of awareness, right? And then some synonyms for suppressing means, you know, to conquer it, to crush, to oppress, to restrain, to subdue, to censor, to cut off, to silence, to stifle, to withhold, to muzzle, to overcome, and to quench, right? So y'all know I have a book called Style and Shame, and I literally talk about being muzzled, right? And in that book, in that chapter where I'm talking about being muzzled, I'm literally talking about what I'm about to be talking to you all about today. It's about how I was suppressed, how I was restrained in a season of my life. Obviously, in the end of the book or throughout the book, I talk about how you overcome these things. So if you want to learn more about that, I encourage you to check out Silent Shame, The Master Keys to Overcoming Condemnation and Receiving Healing and Restoration. So I highly encourage you all to go check out that book. It's available on Amazon. You can also purchase it on www.ebonydjames.com. But that wasn't in the plan to talk about. I just wanted to kind of give you all an overview of like how powerful it is to suppress something, right? Whether it's in a good way or a bad way. But usually when you hear the word suppress, it's in a negative way. It has a negative connotation, right? And so we're talking about today what it means to suppress the truth for acceptance and how you can just be you. How you can be free to be yourself. My spiritual mom, Jay Lee, she has a book called Free to Be You. I also encourage you all to check that book out. I believe it's available on Amazon as well. And it also walks you through these steps of how you can be free to be who you were created to be. And so now that we've talked about suppressing and what that means, what it looks like, let's talk about the truth, right? Because if we're suppressing something, we're hiding it. We're not revealing its true nature, right? We're not revealing what it was created to do. And so what is the truth? When you define truth, you will get answers like the quality or state of being true. Or you will see things that says that which is true or in accordance with fact or reality. So usually when something is true, truth is something that is in accordance with truth or reality, like, or a fact. Like, what is fact in your life and what is reality? What is real? What realness is happening around you? What real events have transpired around you? What is your reality, okay? And sometimes we suppress reality for, like I mentioned earlier, for the likes, for the approval, for the affirmations of man, for the acceptance of man, right? It's basically like that, what's the word I'm looking for? that it starts with I. Y'all just have to talk it in real life. Ain't nothing fake about it. But literally, it's like innate. That's what I'm looking for. So it's like this innate human nature sort of thing that we do because, you know, we want to be accepted. We want to belong. We want to be loved. We want to be all of these things. But sometimes we can want those things so much. We can desire acceptance and approval and to belong and to be loved so much that we begin to do things that try to get us to these feelings or these emotions or to these ways of being, and we begin to suppress who we are. We begin to suppress our original personality, the uniqueness about ourselves. We begin to suppress it, and we know that who we are, the real us, if we're suppressing it, then we're doing something. We're restraining our own ability to grow. We're putting a limit or a ceiling over what we're called to do, right? Because we rather have a man's approval. We rather have a person like, we on social media, we do this all the time, right? We go and post as many times as we were told to post or people told us to, so we can get as many likes, right? But we're not posting the things that God has told us to post. We're doing it and we're putting out all of this content for the like and approval of men, right? And we're not supposed to be doing it, okay? So let's talk about more about truth. What does the Bible say? Because y'all already know. I'm going to get y'all into what the Bible says. And so in John chapter 14, verses 6, it says, Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Not the light, but the life. Jesus said this, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Okay? So, y'all want to figure out the truth? What y'all got to do? Y'all got to go to the Word. Y'all got to go to the Word of God, y'all. Excuse all of this, but, you know, if you want to know what the truth is, you have to get into your Word. Why? Because Jesus said that he is the way, the truth, and the life. So you have to go to Jesus. And in one way you get to him, and one way you know what his heart is and what his plan is by getting into his Word. Okay? And then so 1 John chapter 5 verse 20 says, and we know that the Son of God, Jesus, has come and has given us an understanding, okay, that we may know him who is true, and we are in him who is true, in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. And then John 17:17 says, sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth, okay? So you're going to always find me going back to the Word. Why? Because that's the truth. And we can't suppress this truth. So yeah, I'm talking about suppressing who you are, who you were created to be, but then also, how do you figure out what your identity is? Where do you get that from? You're going to get this not just from like how your mom and your dad raised you to be, how your grandparent raised you to be, but you're going to get this from knowing who you are, what inheritance you have because you are a son or a daughter, okay? And so I'm always going to point you back to the Word. And so if you've been watching my podcast lately, then you know that I love to give you all a good anchor scripture, right? And so my podcast is all about helping people stand on the promises of God. And so when I say anchor scripture, I'm telling you like a promise. I'm telling you what the truth of the Word has to say. And I want you to literally anchor yourself to that scripture specifically for this podcast, but then also go and apply that in your life. Okay, and so one of our anchor scriptures, well, actually, I'm just going to give you one today. One of the anchor scriptures that I'm going to give you today is Romans 1, and we're going to go through verses 18 through 20, and I'm going to read it over here. So if y'all are like, why does girl keep looking over here? It's because that's where my notes are, and I want to stay on track because I'll start talking, and y'all be like, when is this podcast going to end? Okay, and so let's get into it. Romans chapter 1. Verses 18 through 20, and it reads, for God's holy wrath, and this is the Amplified Classic Version, And it says, for God's holy wrath and indignation are revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who in their wickedness repress the, okay, listen, y'all. Who in their wickedness repress and hinder the truth and make it inoperative. So, listen, I'm not just coming up with these topics out the top of my head, y'all. I'm giving y'all the word. Like I said, you either gonna want it or you not. So let's get into it, okay? We ain't there yet, Evan. We not there yet, girl. Okay. So that's verse 18. I'm gonna read it again because it's just, it be blessing my life when I be reading the word. So I'm gonna, hopefully it blesses you as well. So, Romans chapter 1, verses 18 through 20. I'm gonna start with 18 again. For God's holy wrath and indignation are revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who in their wickedness repress and hinder the truth and make it inoperative. For that which is known about God is evident to them and made plain in their inner consciousness. It's made plain, okay? Because God himself has shown it to them. Verse 20 says, for ever since the creation of the world, his invisible nature and attributes, that is his discernible, let me make sure I'm reading this right, that is his eternal power and divinity, okay, have been made intelligible and clearly discernible in and through the things that have been made. His handiworks. Okay? What are God's handiworks? What y'all know about that? Okay? Okay. And it says, so men are without excuse. Altogether without any defense or justification. So what does that mean? That means we can't justify not knowing the word of God. Why? Because it tells us in verse 19, for that which is known about God is evident to them and made plain in their inner consciousness because God himself has shown it to them. Why? For ever since the creation of the world, his invisible nature and attributes, that is his eternal power and divinity, right? Who, what we know about God, who he is, how he operates, what he loves, what he hates, right? Everything we can know about him has been made intelligible, right? And clearly discernible. In and through the things that have been made, which is his handiworks. And then guess what? All of this, this is his word, y'all. If you are without excuse because you have access, right? If you're not in a 1040 window, then you have access to what his word has to say. So we go back down to the end of verse 20. It says, so men are without excuse. We are without a defense. We can't be like, well, Lord, I didn't know. What happens when we don't know, y'all? It says, my people perish for a lack of knowledge, right? So that ain't what I came on here to talk about, okay? So we're talking about suppressing truth, right? Suppressing reality for the likes, the approval, the acceptance, the need to belong, all of these things, okay? So why do we want to be accepted, and why do we want to desire approval from others so badly, right? And we're all guilty of this, right? I haven't met one person on earth who can say from the beginning of their life they never desire approval, they never desire affirmation, they never desire to belong, okay? It's literally something that it's a natural thing that we have, and it's a natural desire until it isn't, okay? So, you know, if you're going through your life and it's like, okay, yeah, I want to be in these clubs, I want to do these things, you know, I want to be a part of this group and this organization, I want to, you know, make people proud, I want to, because some people have their love language is words of affirmation. Okay, so like I said, some of that stuff is just natural. Like, you know, you desire affirmation. You may not be a person who's like, oh, give me all of these gifts. You may be like, oh, you look so beautiful today. And that may be something that brings you joy, brings you happiness. Like someone telling you, you look beautiful today. Not that you need someone. somebody to tell you beautiful, to tell you that you're beautiful, to know that you're beautiful. Like, you gotta tell me that. I know that already. But it makes you happy and it makes you smile when someone, you know, notices and takes out their time to communicate it, okay? And so that's why I said it's natural until it isn't. Until we start craving it and we start desiring it and it becomes idolatry. Okay? When we're on social media and we're like, oh, my post, it didn't go viral. Let me take it down. No. You have idolized likes and approval of men. And so when it doesn't get the reaction that you were hoping for, now you're disappointed. Now you feel rejected. Now you feel like you gotta strive harder, okay? And so that's what we're talking about. So make sure you hear me clearly and correctly, right? We're not just talking about like, oh, my husband told me I look pretty today. Oh, you know, it ain't none of it, okay? It's not none of it. It's like, if he don't say it for 3 weeks, you're like, what am I gonna do? Okay? So first we need to figure out, why do we want to be accepted and why do we desire approval from others so badly? Okay? If you feel like, yeah, that's me, like, oh yeah, I do want to, I need people to like my stuff for me to feel like, you know, it's good. I need somebody to confirm what I said for me to know that, you know, that's what you need to figure out. Like, why do I feel that way? Why do I feel like I need a man to tell me I look good? Why do I feel like I need, you know, someone to approve of what I'm doing? Why do I feel like I need that? Right? And please be discerning when you're listening to my, because you can go all the way left or you can be right here with me. So make sure you're being discerning and you're going to your word and you can back up whatever I'm saying. If you can't, then be like, girl, hit me in my DM, girl. I don't know about that. Like, my Bible say something different, okay? Feel free to DM me, y'all. My email address is hello@ebonydjames.com. Email me. And you know what I'm saying? Like, let's hold each other accountable. But, okay, so I want you to figure out, like, why do I feel like I need to be accepted and approved by men so badly? If you feel like that's you, okay? And so let's talk about what happens when the truth is suppressed. So, like I mentioned before, we hear in the Bible where it says people perish for a lack of knowledge, right? So when you find yourself around people who don't face reality, when you find yourself around people who like to sugarcoat things all the time, or they like to suppress what's really going on, or they don't tell you the word, they taking scriptures, the scriptures that they like, and they preaching it to you. Like, when we're talking about things like that, that's where you get people perish for a lack of knowledge. Listen, when I talk about like my own personal testimony, you know what happens when you share your testimony? It says people overcome what? By the word of the by the blood of the Lamb and the word of the testimony. So if you are suppressing what God has done in your life, guess what? You are now hindering people from the truth. You're hindering people from a reality that can also help them to overcome. Why would you do that to people? And so, literally, when you suppress the truth, people perish. People are unable to overcome whatever it is that they're going through, because you never know, like, you, here's what we fail to realize sometimes, especially when we're in the midst of our troubles, when we're in the midst of these battles that we sometimes get ourselves in. Like, a lot of times we feel like we're in them alone, right? That was something I thought. Why? Because wasn't nobody talking about abortion like that in, you know, 10, 15 years ago? People just wasn't talking about it. Or at least the people in my circle, they was having them, but nobody was talking about, like, oh, this is what it leads to. This is what the emotions it bring. Nobody was talking about these things. So when I was going through my situation and when I had my abortion, I felt alone in it. Okay? And so, same thing, whatever it is, because you may not have had an abortion, so then you talk about your situation. And so you need to know that if you suppress the truth, if you suppress what your story is, what your testimony is, you are denying people an opportunity to overcome the same thing that God the truth, people are misled. They now have freedom to believe that they are the only ones going through it. When you suppress the truth, not only are people misled, they're misguided. They start doing things, and it's leading more and more into destruction, right? And so let me give you all an example, okay? So, one of the things I really, really, really used to love, and if I had time, I would probably still super duper enjoy. I used to love watching shows like Law & Order, Criminal Minds, all of those types of shows, right? So, this is the example. Imagine you're going to court. Or if you've been to court, you know that when you go to court and you have to take the stand, what's the first thing the judge is going to have you do? They're going to tell you, put your hand on this and put the other hand like this. Okay? And they're going to tell you, or they're going to ask you, do you swear to tell the whole truth? Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? So help you God. And you're going to say, I do. Right? You can't even go and take an oath. You can't even go on that stand until you take this oath. You got to take an oath and say, yes, I swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me God. On the stand, that's what you do in court. Okay? And then here's the thing. What happens if you go and you say, yeah, I swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, and then you get on there and you lie? Because sometimes we think we can lie and get away with it. But let's say we lie, okay, and somebody find out. Let's say you untook the stand, you told a lie, and now they have found out about it. They found out about it. What happens when you suppress the truth on the stand? What is it called? Tia, it's called perjury. You got up there on that stand and you have committed perjury. What happens to people who commit perjury on the stand? Okay, so it's two things that can happen. The consequences of perjury is imprisonment. And in some places, you may have to just pay a fine. Don't you know when you suppress the truth about God and all that he has done for you, you are committing perjury. And you have to pay the fine. You're going to either pay the fine, or not only are you yourself going to be in prison, but you may cause other people to live a life of imprisonment because you have suppressed the truth. My God, that's good. I might need to say that example again. That's good to me. When I was like, ooh, this is a good example. It's literally when you go and suppress the truth about God, about who he is, about who he called you to be, about what he called you to do, about how he brought you out. You are literally committing perjury. And just like in real life, there is a consequence. And the consequence, you're going to either have to pay a fine. There's a cost to pay. And it may be a fine or something that's financial, or it could literally be imprisonment. And that may be physical imprisonment for people. That may be mental imprisonment for people. But there's an imprisonment or a cost to pay for committing perjury. And here we are. We think that we can just go about our day and we can just be suppressing the truth and that there is no consequence. And that is not true. That is not the truth. So how do we walk in truth? Okay. The truth is going to require us, first of all, we need to have knowledge, right? We need to have knowledge, and we need to be able to share this knowledge or confess this knowledge with boldness and with courage. We need to be integral. This is how we walk in truth. We live a lifestyle of we're literally unbothered. You know? We're not fiending for the likes and approval of men, because when we get to a place where we start idolizing these people, these platforms, and all of these different things, we are putting a God before the one and only true God. And it says, no, there should be no other gods before me. That's Bible. That's Bible. speaking of this Bible, but since it's right here, I might as well. Okay? And so, basically, that's what I wanted to tell y'all. Like, so, don't suppress the truth. Be who God created you to be. If you have a testimony to share that can help somebody else overcome, don't deny them that opportunity, right? Don't keep them mentally in prison or physically in prison, right? Because what did I tell y'all? What are the synonyms of suppressed? It means these people have been conquered by the enemy. They've been conquered by this sin. They've been conquered by what's happened to them. It says to crush. Have you ever felt crushed before? Literally, someone who lacks knowledge or hasn't had an opportunity to hear your testimony and your truth, they can literally feel crushed. And they're just waiting for you to go and share, to go and tell them, right? It says they're oppressed. Harriet Tubman said, I could have freed 1,000 more or 10,000 more. I don't know the exact words, but she said, I could have freed so many more slaves if only they knew. If only they knew they were slaves. If only they knew they were oppressed. What? That's what she said. She said, we could have been free, baby, if people just knew. That's why you can't suppress the truth, because you're causing people to be oppressed. That's how powerful your testimony is. That's how powerful your uniqueness is. That's how powerful your story is. And when you deny people the opportunity to hear it for whatever reason, for fear of rejection, for fear of, oh, they won't understand, they won't accept me no more. Listen, I've been there. You are not alone, but when you deny that, you literally are causing other people, the people who you're called to reach, they're restrained. They feel subdued, right? They feel like they're censored and cut off. They're silenced, right? I named my book Silent Shame because I felt like I was walking through a time of shame, and it silenced me, and it was like that shame that nobody could know about. I didn't want to tell nobody about it. Why? Because I feel like they wouldn't understand. I feel like people was going to be disappointed in me. I felt like people were going to reject me. I felt like I was going to be, seen as a hypocrite and a fraud. And so I just kept silent. Silent shame. So maybe that's you. Maybe you're going through a season where you just feel like you're in a season of silent shame. You're dealing with something that you feel like nobody's going to understand. Or if you do share that, people aren't going to, they're not going to look at you the same. And I can tell you that that's not the case, right? People are waiting. Because guess what? When you don't share what you're called to share to the people you're called to share it to, now they're stifled. Now they're withholding their gift, their testimony and their story from the people they're called to reach. Now they're muzzled. And so they feel like they can't talk to nobody about it. So they stay in bondage. Because listen, when I talk about one of the ways that freed me from my silent shame that I was experiencing for quite a few years, all right? When I talk about like one of the things that got me out of that, it's called the RFCC method. And it talks about repentance. It talks about forgiveness. It talks about confession and community. And one of the things for the point of this conversation, I want to talk about confession. Right? When you don't confess your sins, when you don't confess what you've done, and you don't even share your testimony with people, because my thing was, I needed to confess, but how can I confess if I'm muzzled, right? So now I feel muzzled, but the moment that I confess, all of it broke free. It's like, literally, I felt chains breaking, muzzles falling, right? Listen, don't allow people to be overcome by the thing that they've gone through, the past events that have happened to them. Don't let them be overcome because you are scared, right? Give them an opportunity. Give them an opportunity. And so that's my encouragement for today. Be you. Be all who God created you to be. Do all that He's created you to do. And then just truly understand. And remember my story, my example of the court case, right? Remember my story. There's a fine to pay. There are consequences that you have to pay when you commit perjury, when you suppress the truth. There's a consequence. And either you're going to pay it or a generation is going to pay it. A people group is going to pay it. Don't allow other people to be in prison because you didn't step up. And so that's why I called this podcast, Girl, Get Your Voice Back, because I want to empower women. I want to amplify your voice. I want to help you to get out of the thing that's keeping you oppressed and in bondage, okay? And so if you know someone who needs to hear this, make sure you share it with them. If you enjoyed this podcast, make sure you like it, you subscribe, and you listen to all of the other episodes. So thank you all so much for joining this week on the Girl, Get Your Voice Back podcast. If you're interested in learning more about condemnation and silent shame, be sure to check out my website at www.ebonybjames.com. And be sure to purchase my book, Silent Shame, The Master's Keys to Overcoming Condemnation to Receive Healing and Restoration. If you found value in today's episode, be sure to subscribe and leave a rating. And while you're at it, go ahead and follow me on Instagram at @EbonyDJames_. All right, see you next week. Bye.